Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. A special feature on water in the Bakken. We talk with Art Berman, petroleum geologist and shale play expert. Also, Dan Hetherington with SEH talks about water permitting. Robert Arms talks about the private water industry. And Jared Wirtz, executive director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority, talks about the public water sector. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, a very special look at water in the Bakken. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Actual stop if they want when the pain's too much, but by the time they realize what's really going on.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright in candlelight.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Cause you've been up all night, polishing the blade of your homemade knife.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Art Berman, petroleum geologist and shale play expert.
You know, being up here in North Dakota, everybody's wearing these Bakken-colored glasses where, you know, even though everything's dropped a little bit, they're still saying, hey, it's gonna be great, and it is great and everything. And you were the first one actually to kind of come forward and say, hey, things aren't looking as good as they are here, people. Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on the future, just, you know, maybe short-term or long-term of the Bakken, and kind of what some of your recent writing has been about.
Right. Well, I've been, a fan is the right word, but I've analyzed the Bakken many times over the years, and I've generally had positive conclusions about it. I like the play geologically. I like the economics, you know, as long as you're in the core area. And so when I looked at it recently, I expected to see more of the same. Obviously, with lower oil prices, the commercial area is going to be smaller. That's nothing shocking. But when I did the analysis, I was surprised to see very strong evidence supporting what we call depletion. In other words, the results for wells that are drilled in more recent years, 2016, 15, 14, their reserves are not as high as wells drilled in previous years. That's a kind of a disturbing finding. And then when I looked into it more closely, I saw some very notable signs of depletion, which, not to get too technical, include first an increasing percentage of gas relative to oil and then decreasing, and I'll be glad to explain that, and an increasing percentage of water produced. So those are both kind of classic red flags that, that the production is going to decline, that the best days are behind us, that wells are probably drilled too close together now for optimum production, and they're essentially stealing reserves from each other. So those are the findings that I came up with.
What do you mean by that, the increased water? I know they use quite a bit of water already, but you're finding that they may need to increase their supply of water to do fracking jobs?
Well, Jason, okay, so there's two things. When you frack a well, you pump, you know, quite a bit of water in to create the fracturing. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about produced water. So you pump the water in, you do the fracture stimulation. Much of that water comes back rather quickly. and then you start producing oil. And in the case of most of these so-called shale plays, they produce a lot of water that comes from the formation itself or from formations that have been fractured into. So to give you some idea, the Bakken has produced something, say 2 billion barrels of oil over its life cycle, its history since maybe the 1960s, and it's produced about 1.5 billion barrels of water. Okay, so water production is just part of the natural flow of things. You get a lot of water with the oil, and that's nothing new. What's been happening recently, though, is that the percentage of water relative to the total liquids, water plus oil, has been increasing. And that's a signal that says that, you start producing more and more water, less and less oil. It costs money to produce the water, to dispose of the water. At some point, the economics become not worth, you just say, forget it. We're spending too much money getting rid of the water. We're not making enough money on the oil. Now, we're not there yet. Don't get me wrong. The Bakken has many, many years of production left in it. It's just that its best days are behind it. And this should not surprise anybody. I mean, every oil field, it builds to a certain point, it reaches a peak of production, and then it declines. And these declines, last for years and years. I mean, it's physics. I mean, that's just what happens. And for some reason, the way that these shale plays have been, sold or advertised, people have the idea that they somehow never end.
To listen to the full-length interview with Art Berman, shale play expert and petroleum geologist, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you sit in your piano in your purple party dress. Everyone who's ever met you knows exactly what's next.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Now, many of you are familiar with the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.